Look, and it's your intrepid Historicon correspondent, Waldo Era, returning home after, on a Sunday, after a exhausting Historicon 2013. And as you can hear, I am actually in traffic as I'm recording this. Since it's I-95, it's actually going slow enough for this not to be a hazardous undertaking. I didn't post that many audio reports this time. I didn't really see the need to report from individual games that I was in or anything like that. Final thoughts on 2013 Historicon. I'd say that the folks who run the facility are definitely listening to us, and they shelled out a lot of money on their own dime to try and fix things that were wrong from last year. They tried to do noise abatement by putting up baffling inside the building itself, made out of pipe and drape. I'd say it helped things. It is not what I would call a final solution by any stretch of the imagination. I ran a game on Thursday night, which I'll talk about later. That was very noisy, but I was at the apex of like two major traffic routes inside the large hall, and the side doors were open to a ballroom, which was its own source of noisiness, so I might have been in a difficult location. Now contrast that to the two games I played inside the hall at different times. Last night's excellent Le Mis game, put on by my friend Jeff Wasilewski, I didn't have any difficulty hearing what Jeff had to say, though he does sing to the cheap seats, as it were. And there was kind of a constant background noise, but it was not as unpleasant as last year. Last year at Saturday night, I almost had a migraine headache from the noise. It wasn't like that at all this year, so that's greatly improved. What I think they need to do is hang cheap carpeting from the ceiling for the next show that we do there. And we need to strongly suggest that to them. I don't think it'll cost them a lot of money. And I think it's a fairly cheap solution to kind of nip this problem in the bud. The other big problem from last year was the restrooms and how filthy inadequate they were for the largely male population. They solved that with some simple expedients that I really like. They opened up the large ladies' room for men, which is like a paradise of stalls compared to what the men had. And there really wasn't a problem of restrooms. Now I'd say, let's be fair here, there's some things they didn't do. They surely didn't pick up the overflowing trash cans or sweep up or vacuum that often. I came in on, I think, Saturday morning after people had been loitering around the night before and drinking beer in one area close to the edge of the conference center in the lobby. And there's just beer bottles all around this area at 7 in the morning before they're open for business. And it just seems to me that's no way to run a railroad, people. Clean up. Get the staff cracking on that. But other than that, I'd say they certainly listened to our complaints from last year. And they made a serious, on their own dime kind of effort to fix the stuff. So I'm pleased with what they did. I think the facility is very good for what we need it for. The hotels, I stayed at the Homewood this time. That's the place to stay. Not that I want to say that too strongly, because too many people get the idea and fill the place up. But yeah, man, it was just like I parked my car a couple of times. Didn't really drive at all, except for like to bring stuff over to run my game with. And just walked between the hotel and the convention center most of the time. And it was great. So I'm going to continue on part two here, because I'm almost out of time.